Alright, so for the return of Three Old Geeks, the animated series, we were reviewing episodes from Season 3 of Batman, the animated series, and we have landed on the episode Cult of the Cat, which debuted on September 18th, 1998, directed by Butch Lukic, with a story by Paul Dini and Stan Berkowitz, with Stan Berkowitz handling the teleplay duties, and this is Catwoman versus the Cult of the Cat, which is apparently steeped in ancient Egyptian traditions.
Yeah, sure, why not?
She steals a gold statuette from them, and they are after her, and the hijinks ensue.
And they never give up.
And they never give up.
Like a cat. Because that's what cats are known for.
Yes.
Never giving up.
Yeah. Never stopping. We'll talk about the nature of cats in this episode. All right, so what were the goods in this one, boys?
I thought that the fireball scene, the lighting on that was just fucking awesome.
The animation in this one was really good.
Yeah, it really was.
I agree. I have nothing else to add to it.
Oh.
I was expecting a Kirby-styled like monster cat or something. I was not expecting a saber-toothed tiger. I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
All right, so what were the bads in this one, boys?
I had no bad.
Whoever new voice actor for Catwoman was, I didn't
It's
like
still
her.
Adrienne Barbeau.
It didn't sound like her. It sounded so different to me.
Huh.
And I just didn't care for it.
So Adrienne Barbeau was off her game then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, from what I know, I'm a dog guy. And from what I know about cats are not dogs.
Right.
Really?
And there was a lot of, you know, here, sniff me, boy. Oh, lick my face. Cats don't do that.
No, they don't.
Especially saber-toothed tigers.
No, actually.
Black Panther does, so that was obvious there.
She did the same gag on both the Black Panther and the saber-toothed tiger. She goes, here, sniff me.
Yeah.
The cat sniffs her. Oh, you're one of us, and licks her face. Yeah. The cats don't do that. They're too independent.
Have you been around a saber-toothed tiger? You don't know that.
The last one I was around, no. He was not like that.
Okay. Well, he's stuffed, wasn't he?
Well, yeah.
The last tiger I was around did.
See?
You've been around a tiger?
I have.
You have led a very interesting life. So.
I petted a liger.
What was this, in like Vegas or something?
No. It was a cat sanctuary in Colorado.
Oh.
Big cat. Before they started ripping people's arms off. You could go and just a chain link fence. You give them a little stretch here and there.
Interesting. All right, what about the haws?
Oh, okay, so the claws on when they were fighting in the end.
The ninja
guys. The woman
guys.
Had the claws. Yeah. They never cut anything. Like, she would hit the pillar and it wouldn't cut. She would hit the chair and it wouldn't cut. There was never any cutting.
So they needed to sharpen their claws.
Well, they needed to do some work on the backgrounds to actually, because she kept hitting things, there was just no claw marks. Like, shit didn't fall apart or.
Yeah, okay.
She wanted more destruction.
That would have been better when she's hitting things with her claws. Otherwise, it's like she has butter knives.
Even they might cut some.
They might, but. Yeah, that was for me. That took me out.
What about you, Keith?
the saber-toothed tiger was kind of a huh, but that's about it. It's like
they can genetically alter.
They can?
Yes.
They're still around.
Haven't you watched Jurassic Park?
No, what's it about?
Oh, God. All right, well, the Batmobile should have solid tigers. Because I imagine he gets shot at an awful lot. The self-changing tire. Where does he keep the spare? Behind? I know it's bad animation to say that like the Batmobile has solid tires and that it would just run over the things and crush them. And this made for a more dramatic bit of gadgetry or whatever. That just was stupid. That was dumb.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. There's a lot of that didn't make sense.
All right. Did we have any glee in this one, boys?
Yes. Yes.
You did? What was it?
ISIS.
Nope. Forgot you're a big fan of ISIS.
Yeah. I thought it was cool that they brought ISIS.
Eating caviar.
Yeah. It was fun.
Don't blame her. Fish eggs. Good.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have any glee.
just to step back to the Huhs for
okay,
a second.
Okay.
Did you notice that as Catwoman, she is pale?
Yes.
Yeah.
As Selina Kyle,
she has flesh tones.
Yes. She has flesh tones.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
She puts white makeup on. It's obvious.
As most cats would.
Yes, it would. Yeah.
I think that's just to show the contrast with her black outfit.
Her black outfit is so dark it makes her seem lighter.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, there was a huge Easter egg in this one. Doesn't sound like you guys picked up on it. So the guy who is the head of the Cult of the Cats is Thomas Blake.
Oh, Catman.
Catman. So this was, I met Paul Dini, I'd asked him about Calendar Girl, and I asked him about this. And he just said, we're geeks, we sit around and think of this stuff all day. Because I thought this was a really interesting take. Rather than just making Catman a really lame Batman ripoff to make him something different, I thought that was really cool.
Oh, I thought Thomas Blake was Donald Blake's brother. I had no idea.
No. You should know, you had no idea, because you know everything there is to know about Thor.
Yes, I don't know about
Catman. I didn't pick that up. I feel embarrassed.
I don't know Catman at all.
What was the star rating on Cult of the Cat?
I'm going to give it a 3.
Just a little bit better. I was thinking the exact same thing. A little bit better than your average episode.
Yeah. I'm going 2.5. It was just an average
episode. Let us know what you think.